This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's log, stardate, I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes four servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
With most of the major players and all of the sacred objects now aboard the Oz 9, this frail, patched-together ship, limping through space like a three-legged hedgehog staggering home from Charlie Sheen's bachelor party, contains Earth's only hope of survival.
Here you are.
Oh! Yes, here I am.
I'm going to have to get used to people being able to see me again.
You mean you'll have to start hiding behind furniture again?
Exactly. You knew I did that.
If you want to hide, you're going to have to start drinking a less pungent cocktail. Whew, it's beautiful up here.
Isn't it? Like witnessing the vastness of the universe from inside a snow globe.
Huh. Why is it snowing in here?
I think it's ash. I'm fairly sure one of the wings has been on fire since we woke up. Do you think there's a chance of a happily ever after for any of us?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Donna and Pluto, maybe? Mrs. Sheffield seems indestructible. What do you think?
I think Leet and Albert have a very good chance of a happy ending.
Yes. What would your happily ever after look like? A planet with oceans of gin and orchards of olive trees?
Yes, why not? Warm beaches with sand that doesn't stick to everything. Where broccoli gives you pimples and ice cream gives you six-pack abs and a genius IQ.
The sun is always just setting over the horizon. Coffee tastes as good as it smells. There are lots of quiet places to be alone with your thoughts.
But plenty of friends to come find you when you've been alone too long.
Yes, and the stars are as bright as these. That sounds lovely. I hope you find it.
So do I. You were looking for me.
Oh, yes. Dr. von Habesetzer wants to run some tests to see how stable you are. He thinks proximity to the sacred objects might explain why you're visible again.
I suppose that's possible. Is it strange that the phrase, Dr. von Habesetzer wants to run some tests, makes the hair on my neck stand up?
Not at all. That man is a menace.
It's funny. I don't want the Earth to die, but I really don't want to go back there anymore.
Really?
Well, a quick visit to pick up a few more tuxedos and my favorite cufflinks, but otherwise, I think I'm done with Earth. Since I woke up on this ship, I've thought about little else but how to get back there. But now? I've forgotten why it was so important.
Hmm. Now that you know your wife is on the ship?
Hmm? Oh, yes, that's right. She is. Do you know, I'm not sure she'd like my planet. She hates sunsets. Said it felt too much like saying goodbye.
Wow, what a drama queen.
I always thought that was deep, but you're right. It is a bit overdramatic. She's a high noon sort of person.
Glare and heat. Sorry, that wasn't very nice.
Not entirely wrong, either. High noon is too direct for me. I like shadows. Maybe that's why she left me. Too many shadows.
Now who's the drama queen?
Fair point. What does your happily ever after look like? Lots of people to kill?
No, thank you. The Bichon Frise might enjoy his work, but for me, it's just a paycheck. I think, anyway. I guess I don't really have my own thoughts yet. Just the thoughts of my original person, whoever that may be.
The hell with the original. What do you want?
I don't think I've ever been asked that before. Trees. Dogs. That live to be 100. No kudzu. Ugh. Fewer cold days. More whimsy.
Sunsets, gin, dogs, and whimsy. I like it. I suppose I should go see our resident mad scientist.
Hang on. There's a shooting star. You have to make a wish first.
I thought you needed an atmosphere to have a shooting star.
Excellent point. We must be passing pretty close to a planet.
Very close. We're inside its atmosphere.
How long have you been standing there?
Long enough to know you two really ought to kiss and get it over with.
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm a married man.
Kiss? How absurd. Oh, I just came here to fetch him for the doctor.
Humans. You both need it on the bridge. Mrs. S is back.
She is? Oh, thank God. Maybe we'll get to our sunset beach on the Martini Ocean after all.
Our beach?
Seriously, do you not know how he feels about you?
His wife is in a pod on this ship.
Ooh, I could fix that.
What? No!
Is that a no-no, or an I-need-more-convincing no?
That's a... I don't know. No. I'm a good person. Leave Glinda alone. For now. No! Okay, there will be no whipping of the wife, but keep it in your back pocket. No, stop it. No. No. Just, oh, get out of my way!
Promise you won't leave again?
I can't do that, Lead. Now, please, give me my cane.
I don't like it when you leave.
That's very sweet, Lead, dear, but I promise I'll always come back.
That's what my mom always used to say.
Yes, and she always returned, didn't she?
Well, yeah, until the elephant.
Until... Don't... Charming as your mad stories of trampled relatives may be, we don't have time.
Where did you go?
Oh, the Mediterranean, I think.
Atlantic.
Arabian Sea.
Oh, you're back, I see. Or is this another flashback?
Nope, we're together again. Mentor and mentee.
You mean traitor and betrayed. Stabber and Stabby.
Yeah, don't be like that. I only took the job because it was high status and paid really, let me say it, really well. And I got to hang out with some famous people. Did you know the National Geographic Home Office has a narrator's lounge?
It really exists? I mean, I've heard rumors.
Oh, it's real. And the acoustics are amazing.
Remind me to chase you some more when I've got time.
Meanwhile...
Shut it!
As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted...
You weren't interrupted.
Wasn't I?
Clara, on Visakari Inc.
It's carry on, Yoda. Thank you. Look, I thought I had the narrator's microphone. It's one of the sacred objects, if you'll remember. But it turned out I had the wrong one. So I dashed back to Earth to get the right one.
So we have them all.
We have them all.
And that's a good thing, right? Because we're the good guys?
It's a good thing. If the ship doesn't explode in a fiery ball of death and screaming and galactic alien spore dispersal.
Dr. Theodore Brome.
Apologies. Sure, Lee. It's a good thing.
Oh, good.
Oh, for an ounce of your happy obliviousness.
I don't know what that is, but hugs are nice. Want one?
Actually, I do.
Why are we in planetary orbit?
Well, from what I can tell, we've arrived at...
We are? That's where the plants come from, right?
And that's bad?
It means things are moving at a rather faster clip than I'd assumed. Tiberius et al. Are likely very close to launch, if not already in space.
And that means they'll accelerate the sulfurization of Earth.
Sulfurization?
Yes, adding sulfur to the Earth's atmosphere.
I know what you mean. I just think we could come up with a better word.
Sulfuriosity?
Ah, I like that. Sulfur plus ferocity.
Oh, I actually meant sulfur plus curiosity. Like, they're curious about how well this is going to work.
Stop that right now. No tangents, no distractions, and no cul-de-sacs.
It's just what they do.
It's what they do when they get scared. Ever notice how it always happens during the biggest crises?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Hey, who wants a cup of kudzu?
Kudzu coffee?
I boil up a mean brew if I do say so myself.
And it tastes like it's been through at least one cow's stomach. I'll take a cuppa.
I could do with a mugful.
Oh, good of you to join us, Colin. Jesse?
I was doing some research, I'll have you know. Looking through the books these two dumped on us.
Oh? The Code of Hammered by Me? Or Aesop's Foibles? Phoenician women gone wild?
Nothing wrong with a bit of ancient porn, Missy. As long as you roll the scroll back up careful. And since you asked, I was learning about the four.
And, what have you discovered, my dear?
There have always been four objects. Not the same four, but four things with the same powers. Excalibur was one, but it shorted out in the lake. Historians suspect Mary Shelley had one for a time. Douglas Adams had two, which frankly explains a lot.
Well, crap.
That's bad?
It means the objects cannot be destroyed. Well, at least the power they contain cannot be destroyed. It just passes to another object.
Have they always been on Earth?
Huh. What an astonishingly astute question.
Hey! I thought that was a good question.
Don't. Just don't.
It's a brilliant question. If they can travel through space and time, why are they always Earth objects?
As far as I can tell from the texts, only humans have ever had them or used them.
I have made good sense.
Ooh, did you make more bladderwort butter?
Oh my god. Kudzu croissants? Can you not grow anything else?
Ooh, these are actually pretty good. Once your tongue goes numb.
You need not try them if you do not wish, monsieur.
Oh, see, now you've hurt his feelings.
Oui. I am hurting. Those things stink like low tide in hell. And are you kidding me with that accent?
Okay, I gotta step in here and remind everyone that we are currently in the orbit around a very hostile planet.
We are carrying what may be a very powerful weapon, or possibly just the seeds of our own destruction, and we don't have a plan.
I say we pile up the sacred stuff, mumble the mumbo jumbo, and if it blows up the planet, then it's game over, and we can cling to a floating door until someone comes along to rescue us.
No. No, we can't.
Why not? Our spacesuits will give us a day or two, and when those G2 bastards show up, we take over their ship.
Ooh, see, mass murder is a bit of a no-no, as a general rule. See, the creatures down there haven't actually done anything wrong.
Yet.
Perhaps, but there's a chance they might not, you see. Benefit of the doubt and all that.
Fine. So what do we do?
Well, we don't attack their planet. We save our own. Right?
Hear, hear. Earth has some lovely sunsets.
And some beautiful shadows.
Stepping on board the Oz-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
That's weird.
How do we get out of here and back to Earth?
Through the door.
Door?
What door is this, Liebchen?
The one we brought with us. It's why the objects are always in human hands. They don't just allow you to travel, they also bring you home again.
But you don't need all of them to travel, just one.
If you're a human traveling light, sure. But if you're a spaceship, you need a bigger door and a lot more power to go long distance. Four objects must open a door about big enough to pull a moon through.
Oh, that's what that meant.
What meant, she asked, fully expecting to regret airing the question in the first place.
Pulling a moon. I thought I was back in the porn section. Some ancient group wanted Earth to have a moon, so, well, they figured out how to get one.
That's how we got our moon?
That's pretty much how all the planets in this section got moons. Saturn and Jupiter were just practice. Apparently they got a bit carried away.
Hey, can anyone read these screens?
Which one?
This one. I think it's scanning the planet below, but I can't understand the readouts.
Oh, these are the atmospheric elements and proportions. Those are longitude and latitude. Topography on this one, that's the uppy and downy bits of the planet's surface.
I'm familiar with the term. Thanks.
That blinky one is looking for signs of life, and that button just looks important. It doesn't do anything.
You sure about that?
Yeah. I've pressed it a bunch of times and nothing ever happens.
Have you? Lead, I did ask you not to push buttons on the bridge. Didn't I?
Sorry, it's just got a nice thick chunky feel when you push it. Try it.
Don't! That's part of the deceleration program, you plank. No wonder our engines keep burning up.
Ooh. Oops.
Everything on here is password protected. They gave Himbo here the passwords?
They don't have to.
Look, we have the objects, and we can probably figure out the mumbo-jumbo language we need to open the door. We need to get back to Earth pronto.
Greg's right. Okay, gang, let's...
Who has the objects? Mrs. S., you have the cane and the microphone?
Safe as houses.
House of cards, maybe.
Oh, hush, Theo. You do fret, don't you?
Donna couldn't sleep last night, so she got herself wrapped up in the swamp. Greg, can you go after her and have her bring the key?
Can do, Captain.
Good. Dr. von Habersetzer, you've got the 778's arms locked up in your lab, right?
And guarded by my fiercest ants.
Ants. Okay, let's get all the sacred objects together and get down to level zero. If there's an explosion, hopefully it'll be contained to the lower levels. Jesse, you think you know which book has the mumbo?
And the jumbo.
Grab it. Everyone, suit up. We have extra suits in storage. Colin, can you go grab one for everyone?
On it.
Hey, helmets too. Don't forget.
On my way.
Wait. Okay, before we do this, I want to make sure everyone is in. We don't know what those objects will do when brought together. This could be the last thing any of us ever does, so I want to give you a chance to decline. No judgment. Anyone?
We are with you, Captain.
So, we're all in?
Aye, aye, Captain. We're all in.
Question. Should we join them?
Not unless we have to.
Why not? I mean, we're pretty involved now. I don't think the narrator's code even applies anymore.
Look at them. They're finally a team. I mean, they might as well be wearing matching jerseys and shin guards or something.
Are you crying?
I'm just so damn proud. Okay. All right, from now on, we'll monitor the situation from up here. If things look desperate, then, and only then, do we intervene.
Aye, aye, Captain.
What are you doing out here? It's nearly time for the launch. You'll miss your ship.
Oh, now, Felonious, let's not play games. You and I both know there ain't no way Tiberius is letting my southern fried ass onto that rocket.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Is that right? And I suppose that Beretta Pico in your pocket is just in case you come across a bank robber or a bear out here on the back nine. I know it ain't because you're happy to see me.
There was a bear here not too long ago, you know.
That bear and I have already done our do-si-do, and that there tiny pistol, that wouldn't do no more harm to him than throwing one of Buck's biscuits at him. You're not here to fetch me. You're here to make sure I don't follow. I'm on to your game.
You betrayed Tiberius more than once.
Felonious, you and I go back a stretch.
We do.
I look like a man in a hurry to leave to you? Hmm?
Well, no. But you do look like a man who knows what's coming. Given your past eagerness to survive, I find it hard to believe you're now ready to quietly meet your fate.
Oh, don't you worry, Felonious. I plan to go down swinging.
You will? What have you done?
Trot along, little doggy. Don't want to keep your master waiting.
Look, I can sneak you aboard. This may be your last chance. Yours to see...
The what now?
Tiberius keeps changing the name of his ship. The latest is Ozdyssey, like Odyssey.
I got you. And, thanks.
The Ozdyssey is fueled up and fully loaded. The last few passengers are being podded.
So why are you so keen to bring me along, Felonious? Since your boss sent you here to put a hole in my Brunello Cuccinelli.
As you say, Southers, we go back a stretch.
Well now, ain't that all kinds of noble? Hell, that's Barnes and Noble. In return, I'll tell you to miss the ship.
I beg your pardon?
Just that. Miss the ship. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm working on a double eagle on this hole.
You've got to give me more than just miss the ship. What have you done?
You familiar with the Euripean name for a double eagle?
Is now really the time for a golf lesson, Southers?
Well, everywhere but here in the good old U.S. of A., you shoot 300 par. It's called an albatross. Funny.
Thank you, Ewell.
Boom! Oh, well, you pint-sized son of a bitch! Oh, oh, oh. Why, you jockey-sized carpetbagger! Oh, that smarts!
Rest in peace, Southers. Well, do look at that. I finally got a hole in one.
It looks like a key piece has been removed from the chessboard. How does this change the game? Was Suthers the king? And is the game actually over? Or was he merely a pawn in a much larger match?
I say he's a rook.
Excuse me?
He did just make a rookie mistake. Get it?
Did you interrupt my summary for a pun?
I'm trying to inject some levity.
Sit.
Sorry.
Whatever Suthers' position on the board, the game continues. You've been listening to June Clark Eubanks as the Albatross, Tim Sherburn as Colin, Shannon Perry as Olivia and Madeline, Richard Cowan as Leet, Sarah Golding as Mrs. Sheffield, Kevin Hall as Greg and Felonius, Eric Perry as Dr. Von Habesetzer and Mr. Suthers, David S. Deere as Dr. Theo Brome,
Chrissy Talon Sage
as Julie, Aaron Clark as Ben and Le Bichon Frise, Bonnie Brantley as Jesse, Kyle Jones as narrator 2, and I'm Richard Nadolny as your narrator. Our music is by John Faley. Our artwork is by Lucas Elliott. Oz 9 is written and produced by Shannon Perry. Until next time, Space Monkeys, narrator out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What kind of woman becomes a pirate?
From the makers of Mockery Manor.
Violent, insane, not at all comely, and they smell like a couple of dead badgers preserved in cheap rum.
Comes an adventure on the high seas.
Will you pay extra if I push a little harder?
No, no, please. I'm just a writer. I'm writing a book, and I would like you to be in it.
Inspired by the lives and loves of the pirates Anne Bonny and Mary Read.
You think you know me, Anne? Do you think I never got my hands dirty?
Your mind's been so twisted, you think pirates deserve mercy?
Did either of you ever meet Blackbeard? Everyone loves a rebel.
They love to see him swing, too.
Put your weapons away, both of you.
Stop it!
Read!
Read!
Oh, Anne and Mary!
Fight like men! Or you'll hang like dogs!
Starring Christina Bianco, Suze Kempner, Hamilton's Carl Queensborough, and more.
Do they have tails? Somebody told me they have tails.
I haven't seen a tail, Your Ladyship.
The Ballad of Anne and Mary. Available now wherever you get podcasts.